Hey, what's up, guys? Here on another podcast of Eli Mike, beautiful Beverly Hills and beautiful women. Thank you so much for being on the set. We have an amazing, really good friend of ours, also collaborated with us on our social media page.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Styling her, even though none is necessary, for sure.
Right.
Sasha, thanks for being on the show with us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. And Eli's right. You look so amazing.
I had to. I, like, really thought about this because I'm like, you guys are the fashionistas.
Oh, my God.
I need to come out here and serve the best I can.
Love that.
And
love
you definitely
that.
Delivered.
Yes,
sure.
Yes. Just yes. Like last time, we ran into you at the mall. Yeah. And, you know, we were able to style you, and it was such a good experience.
Yeah,
you know?
I loved it. So I'm glad that you guys brought me on here today.
Oh,
I'm so
you.
Excited.
Thank you so much. Awesome. And are you sure you loved it? Are you sure you loved the way we styled you?
Oh yeah, of course. That's why
okay.
I'm back. I
love
need like
it.
More tips.
Okay, there you go. There
well,
you go.
We need some tips. By that, we're gonna start asking you a few things.
Right.
Obviously, in our podcast, we ask from everything from the beginning to where your future is gonna go. So starting off real fresh, obviously it's Sasha. What is your background about? Like, where did you come from? I mean, obviously you're in America, but I believe you're Japanese.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so my mom came from Japan.
Okay.
And she was just here to, like, take some English classes and go back to Japan.
Okay.
But she ended up meeting my dad.
Okay,
he
okay.
He helped her move in. He saw her. They, like, lived in the same building.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's how it all started.
No wow. way.
And then
okay.
eventually I came about.
Love
yeah.
it, love it. Are you, so, basically, you were born here in America?
Yes, I was
okay.
born in San Francisco.
Oh
and then
gosh.
I moved a ton
okay.
growing up. But, yeah, now
no
I'm
way.
Officially in L.A. It's
okay.
been, like, 9 months.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
So you've only been in LA for 9 months?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you've
oh
made
my
your,
gosh.
I mean, you've made the entry point here.
Oh my
I
gosh.
Feel like you've been
right.
here forever.
Yes, yeah.
No way.
Like, yeah. at least 3 years, it feels like.
How
like,
long
oh
have you guys
gosh.
Been here?
Oh, yeah, we've
actually
been here
forever.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
we're like
okay.
born and raised.
Born and
yeah.
raised. Yeah.
So when
cool.
we hear like somebody being here for 8 months, we're like, what the heck, really?
Yeah.
But at the same time, we say that because the way you are creating, you're doing your content, you're just pushing so much content, and you do a lot of collabs with people. So
mm-hmm.
it just seems like it sometimes is hard to get like collabs
yeah.
with other people that mm-hmm. are creators because they have to really trust you.
Yeah.
And you know, you being here, it looks like they trust you because you're just like all over the place.
Oh my gosh,
so.
That means a lot. It's mm-hmm. been really fun to like make new friends. And
yes.
I think the reason I'm here is mm-hmm. because I want to be like constantly inspired. Seeing other people in the hustle just like me.
Yes.
So I
that.
Feel like so welcomed here
oh
and
God,
I feel
yay.
Really lucky about that.
Okay,
well,
yes.
Well, we're lucky and honestly, we need a lot of new type of people in this world, especially in
especially
LA.
LA especially
yeah,
LA.
Especially in LA.
You know.
So
oh, yeah.
what brought you from San Francisco to LA? What was
right.
the reason behind
right.
that?
Right.
Oh my gosh. Well, content creation was always something I did on the side.
Okay.
And it was just like a fun little hobby. But then...
And, like, what kind of content creation?
So, lifestyle.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, mainly lifestyle. It first started off with just Instagram. I did photo shoots for modeling,
okay.
and I would do
mm-hmm.
collaborations with photographers.
Love that,
And
love
then
that.
Eventually that started to grow, and
mm-hmm.
then I kind of, like, tried other things, too, to fit my
yes.
personality more.
Okay.
Nice.
But I would say the reason I moved to LA specifically was because I feel like... Maybe like last year, a little before, both mm-hmm. my parents got really sick.
Oh,
my
goodness, right.
Yeah, it's okay. I thought they were both gonna die at one point.
Really?
Oh,
like
yeah.
that bad?
And so
and,
I used
oh
to work
gosh.
A corporate job. I was working at like a consulting firm as a marketing manager.
And
a
this was in San Francisco?
That. So this was in, they're in Kentucky technically. So
okay.
it's like after moving a bunch of my life, I ended up back in Kentucky to take care of them.
Okay.
So
okay.
yeah, it's like I moved remote first because I was like, okay, dad, like he had some sort of heart issue. I came back and just worked from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, dad's better. Maybe I'm just going to like move to Japan
mm-hmm.
and work remotely there.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom got sick.
Oh
so
gosh.
I moved back to Kentucky. I quit my job entirely. And I was like, I just need to be able to focus and make sure that they're good.
Okay.
And then I could get back to my life.
Oh
and
my
during that time, I decided to take content creation full time because that was the most like lenient in terms
mm-hmm.
of like when I needed to be somewhere. You know,
right.
I could figure out my own schedule.
Right,
so
right, right.
So luckily
oh
it worked
gosh.
Out. It's kind of like my passion flourished. And once my mom got better, I was able to just be like, okay, I can leave now.
Yes.
Do my own thing.
What an amazing well, daughter. Like, oh my gosh.
You are so strong.
Wow,
I mean,
yes,
to be
and
able
strong.
To hold that together. Nobody can see behind the eyes. Obviously, you have your own
right.
experience. But
yes.
To have brought that in and still be able to be so strong in your media, in your business that you're creating for yourself, it's,
right.
it's something that speaks so many different languages.
And creating something new, too, as well, because content creation... if you're watching, it's not like the easiest thing, you know?
Right.
It obviously seems easy when you're taking beautiful pictures or we're out there styling people like, oh, we'll give you $100, but it takes a lot.
It does.
And again, that's something you took on in probably one of like your hardest times of your life.
Oh,
so,
yeah. It
oh
was honestly
gosh.
Like the worst time of my life because
right.
I was
oh
just
gosh.
Constantly stressed. And
yes.
I used my social media as like an outlet almost mm-hmm. to not think about all that stuff.
Right. Yes.
Whenever I was streaming, I had like my community of people where mm-hmm. like I wasn't telling them what was going on, mm-hmm. but I could still just like laugh and think
wow.
about other things.
Oh my
and,
gosh. Like
yeah.
you had people there for you, the community.
Exactly.
That's
so it's
beautiful.
Like I feel like that's where I really grew my passion, where it's like, mm-hmm. wait, this is more than just like making funny videos.
Right.
I'm connecting with people. I'm making
yes.
like online friends.
Love
and
it.
They understand who I am for mm-hmm. more than just like pretty pictures.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And you have many fans, you know. More than 500,000 followers and so many views.
And fans in here.
And fans in here, you know, loves it.
Thank you so much.
And
follow you. Okay?
Right, right.
Yes.
But okay, so you're in San Francisco, you know, still living in California, so you're a California girl.
Yes.
You know, how was it growing up in San Francisco? Like, it was most of your life there in San Francisco?
Oh my gosh, not at all. It's
okay.
like after 8 years old, I moved to Virginia for 6 years,
wow.
moved to Kentucky, Ohio, Missouri, Arkansas,
oh my gosh.
Like all over the place.
Wow. Okay, so you're not just a California girl, you're like an American girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
I'm
okay.
just an all-American.
All-American.
It's kind of crazy because
yes.
I used to be a news producer. That was like my first job out of college.
Oh my gosh.
I used to make the morning news.
No way.
And I would like interview people sometimes for the show.
Okay.
And I remember there was this person, she was like a master at like mm-hmm. accents
uh-huh.
and she was like, I can tell where you're from based off of your accent. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I don't think I have one. And she drew a line from like California to Virginia. It was just like a random line. And she's like, your accent's kind of in the middle, which
oh
was crazy
gosh.
Because if you look at the map where uh-huh. it's like Missouri, Kentucky,
yes.
it's kind of like all in one
no
line.
Way.
I was like, that's the craziest
so
thing I ever
cool.
heard.
Oh
but
my
yeah,
gosh,
it was like based
wild.
Off of the words I use, things mm-hmm. like that. But
so I want to ask you, why
yeah.
did you guys move so much? I mean, it wasn't just you. Obviously, you're still very young. Why all those moves? Were there different job opportunities? Was there something back at home that
right.
you can or cannot talk about?
So it was my dad's job.
Okay.
Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
he was just very good at his job,
yes.
and I think he was just figuring out where to, like, have the best family home for everyone because California is expensive
yes.
to have lots of kids.
Oh, my God, right.
So, yeah, we just kept moving from there. And I think ultimately, like, I just didn't want the family to separate
mm-hmm.
And have dad work in a different state.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
I was always a big pusher for staying together. I'm like, I don't care if we move.
Yes.
I kind of got used to it after a while.
Okay.
At first it was hard because
mm-hmm.
I was so shy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I would have to ask like my mom to like invite people for play dates.
Oh my
god. Like, mom, I don't know if my
okay.
6-year-old friend's going to say yes to this. You have
yeah.
to ask.
Oh my god, love it. And that's
yeah.
coming from a content creator.
Yeah, so
you know?
I'm like naturally very shy,
okay.
but because I moved constantly, it just forced me to get out of my shell, try again.
Yes.
And so it was like, yeah, I remember watching like those high school movies
mm-hmm.
where, you know, it's like the new kid, they're holding their like, you know, tray of food. It's like,
yes.
where do I sit?
Right.
And like, I feel like every move I got a little bit better with
oh
like figuring out who to sit with.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Love that.
So what
well, before we move
okay.
on. So basically if the audience is watching, it's
mm-hmm.
like, I just feel like a lot of people could relate to this
mm-hmm.
Because many people do take a move and sometimes they're younger and they let it like affect them.
Yeah.
But it seems like this is something that you kind of like went with and you're like, hey, let's just try it. And I'm getting used to it. And in the end, you know, you're here, you're a content creator. Now you're not shy. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, it seems like it's okay if you have to move. Would you say that like was something
oh,
that
yeah,
didn't...
I feel like the key is just to try. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
like every day if you're really shy, like make it a thing where you're like,
love
okay,
that.
Today I'm going to like say hello to someone. Today I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And just like
love
those
that.
Small increments and pushes.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I was like kind of forced into having to do it.
Yes.
But I'm like really grateful for that.
There
so
you go.
Just get yourself out of your comfort zone.
Okay.
I think
that.
It's like the key.
Yeah,
that's how you
love
make
that.
Progress.
So, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
To me, the first time we met, I actually still feel like the shyness exists to some extent. And even the giggle, I think that giggle is cute. But what happened for you to break? What was the breaking point from you going from shyness to being a creator? Because obviously behind the scenes, behind cameras, I feel like it's a little easier because no one's in your face,
mm-hmm.
like being out in the field. I feel in the field is a little bit more tougher, but was there something that you just said, I'm not gonna be this reserved, you know, person that I am, Sasha the reserved, now you're more open to communicating with people and being out there?
Yeah, I think I just realized that I don't want to worry about what other people think or how they're going to perceive me, because ultimately, when I try to make someone else happy based off of what I think they want, mm-hmm. it just makes it so much harder.
Right.
I'm like, I'm just going to be myself, and if they like it, great. Amazing. And if they don't, you know, I'm just here to be a good person. If that doesn't resonate, that's okay. Yes. So kind of just focusing on, like, you can't please everyone. Just right. be a good human, and the people that are meant for you will come. That's kind of like how sometimes we get upset about the algorithm, where mm-hmm. it's like, oh my gosh, like, I don't think it's going to reach as many people, right. whatever. But yes. like, I think the positive with it is that sometimes the algorithm will put you exactly where you need to be, where mm-hmm. it's like people that do like your sense of humor, that do, you know, that resonate with your culture, whatever it might be.
Yes.
And so I like to think it as a positive. I'm like, the people that are meant to see what I do will.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And okay, so then, you're moving all over the place. What was your mindset like when you're moving all over the place? What did you actually want to be when you were growing up? Or were you going to be a newscaster? Was that like your thing you wanted?
Or like your siblings? What were your
yeah.
Oh my gosh. I think like when I was really little, I wanted to be a vet. But then I realized you have to hang out with other animals that aren't as like fluffy and cute. Maybe like reptiles. Yeah. And I was like, okay, scary.
True.
I went to college to study chemistry to become a doctor. But then ultimately I was like, that's a lot of schooling, schooling.
Right,
and I wasn't sure if mm-hmm. I was like dedicated enough to mm-hmm. want to like make that my whole 20s and there on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
but Grey's Anatomy definitely made me think like, maybe I should do this.
right. Yeah. Okay. They got you.
What did your parents want you to be? Let's ask that question.
Oh yeah. They wanted me to be a doctor.
I knew it.
Of my Japanese culture, they wanted me to be a doctor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so my best friend, she's an orthopedic surgeon now.
Oh wow.
Like, so one of us followed that path.
There you go.
And then for me, when organic chemistry came about, I was like, you know what? Doctor doesn't sound that fun anymore.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then the university I went to, they were number one in the country for broadcast journalism.
No way.
And so I was kind of like, I don't know what I want to be, but I do know that I want to be great at something. Okay. So I might as well go where they're the best at something.
Love that.
Yeah, exactly.
And you like already had your mindset to be like, on camera, because like that's on camera, you know, when you think newscaster, you're like, I'm gonna be seen all around America type thing.
In my head, I was like, that could be cool, like maybe I'll push myself to try.
Love that.
But it was very scary. Mm-hmm. So during mm-hmm. classes, I remember they would be like, hey, here's a piece of paper, we just want you to like look over it, read it a couple times, and then they're like, okay, go in front of the class and read it. And you're like, oh, and they're like in a newscast voice, mm-hmm. and we're like, okay. Did that, and then they're like, we secretly recorded all of you.
Oh my God.
Now we're going to critique the crap out of it and tell you everything you did wrong.
Oh my.
And so it's kind of like, you know, my ego was like not there anymore. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I got to learn and kind of just like practice nice, and not feel any shame with it.
Okay.
But yeah, I just remember when I did news, I was like, I think I'm good at making other people look good.
Okay.
So that's why I decided to be a producer.
So it's
ironic that I'm here today in front of the camera, because I've worked my whole life to kind of hide. And I'm like, okay, I'm comfortable with my personality now. Yeah. Now I'm comfortable with like seeing the best in other people, and I'll make you shine. I'll make
you
amazing.
Yeah,
and then here I am, and I'm like, okay, this is weird. But I mean, it's fun.
Right. It's needed.
You know, and I know the challenges, because one of our good friends, she's from Fox 11, Christine Devine, we had her on our podcast too.
Yeah.
And she explains the fact that it takes this different person to explain the news and be with the people,
right?
Because you obviously have good, bad weather, you have all these situations, you gotta be able to hold yourself to make it work. So knowing that you did that for a while gains you that experience of knowing how to handle the pressure of hearing all these different type of things that happen around you.
Exactly.
And actually, what type of news were you sharing to the world, actually, when you started?
Well, it was specifically, like, the morning local news.
Okay.
So it was for Channel 5 and Channel 11.
Nice.
One was in Little Rock, Arkansas, and the other one was in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay. Oh, wow.
But they always put me on the morning side, mm-hmm. because they're like, your personality is too positive.
Okay.
So it's a lot less doom and gloom in the morning, you know?
Right.
We have, like, the chefs on in the morning.
Okay.
You know, it's a lot more fun, special guests.
I like
that. So, yeah, it's a lot lot more chill.
Love it. But did you ever have to report like really crazy news? Because sometimes there's just news that, okay, recently there was like, you know, unfortunately, the fires in California. Right. Mm-hmm. And it was like, even when you turn on the news in the morning, they skip the chef segments puppy segments.
Yes.
And, you know, did you ever have to deal with anything like that?
Time? Of course.
Oh, wow.
Of course.
Okay.
Like, you still have to cover all of the heavy news.
Got it.
I feel like the majority of my time in news, luckily, it's like I had my talent. I had the anchors and reporters.
Oh,
and I would do it every once in a while. But, like, my specific segments were always the positive ones.
Nice.
So I'm like, I'll just be here for the good vibes. Because I found it really stressful to report on heavy news when it was like a time crunch, you know. Sometimes you only have a few hours to wrap up a whole package.
Yes.
And when that happens, like, you need to be accurate, you need to say it the right way. You might be sweaty and not even look your best and have to talk in front of people.
Yes.
I was just like, that's just not how I like to do things.
Yeah.
You know, I think someone else is better for it.
There
someone more serious.
Yeah.
So
But you tried it out though.
Yes, I did.
And it's nice that you like found what worked for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's very important when you're looking to, you know, your job or whatnot. But
yeah, definitely.
And from there, so then you're doing newscasting.
Yeah.
And then I think your life changed into going into social media.
Yeah.
Is that
so
how it all
happened?
What's
interesting is that I remember I had this friend, and he was kind of a content creator before it was a thing.
Okay.
So think like, you know, 2017, 2018.
Okay.
He had like 20,000 followers.
Nice,
and it was like, that's crazy. How do you know 20,000 people?
Okay, yeah.
And so whenever we hung out, he was like, okay, take my picture. Take my
picture.
Okay,
okay. Oh my God, I wonder if we know who this is.
I don't know if he like makes content anymore.
Okay, okay.
But, I just remember I would take his picture and he would be like, oh my gosh, this is awful.
Okay.
Let me take it. So he would take my picture. I was like his stand-in. He's like, take the picture like this.
Okay.
And so I was like learning from him, and he told me like, you should post these. You know, these are good quality pictures.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't want people to think I'm conceited. Like, who posts pictures of themselves?
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Back then it was like sunsets, group photos.
Okay,
you know, that
yeah.
was like the era of that.
Yes.
And so we just made like a separate account where I was like, okay, no one I know needs to know about this page. And then it just kind of started to grow. And I was like, wait, what's happening?
No way.
What's happening?
Okay.
Maybe it's because no one was doing that it started to resonate with people.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it kind of happened by accident.
No way.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Cool.
And obviously whoever's watching right now, you have to see her page because you are like a professional at photos. Like, you are
very good at,
you know,
photos.
One of the professional models on, I think, Instagram when it comes to like, you know, modeling clothes and all that good stuff. So it's amazing to hear the real story that it all happened because of an accident.
Yeah,
like, that is
exactly.
So wild. Oh my God.
I feel like what's meant to be for you, it just won't pass you by, you know? So it's like when an opportunity feels lost, that's because something bigger and better is meant for you, you know?
Yeah.
Or you keep pushing and somehow you'll manifest it.
Yes.
We could agree more because honestly, even for us, our style videos, we never, for
right.
not even a heartbeat did we think we would do that. Yeah, we like fashion. Yeah, we did podcasts. Maybe
like we were always dressing in suits.
We're always dressing in suits.
Yeah.
We always, we've been in real estate for a long time, but just out of nowhere, just somebody or something, I don't know, maybe you remember more, but there's something that happened and we're just like, let's just start doing videos and styling people.
Yeah, like somebody said, oh, like you guys dress so good, so maybe like you guys should style people. And then like we tried it.
Yeah.
And it was like the first video hit like 8 million or something like that. And we were just like, okay,
it was
I guess.
Calling.
Yeah, we were like, I guess we styled good. So we just kept
going with
it.
So the whole aspect of why I said that, it's kind of similar to you. Like, there's the point that something changes in your life and things that you don't expect change everything, right? You were going to be a doctor, a newscaster, and then out of nowhere, you're in California, which you said, oh, it's expensive, oh, you're here.
Yeah,
so
I'm
obviously, that didn't hold you back, but you're here, and are your parents still in Kentucky?
Yes, they're still in Kentucky.
Okay.
And I think what's amazing, too, is like when I first started content creation, I feel like so many people weren't on board with it.
Mm-hmm,
you know, my
mm-hmm.
parents were like, what is this thing you're doing?
Right.
And also, it's like I use my social media as like a test for news. I was like, oh, I feel like we should put the news onto Instagram. We should put on Snapchat stories, all these things.
Yes.
And I would like use my account to like showcase a strategy. And it ended up being that my account started to grow too much and the news kind of got uncomfortable with it.
No way.
I think it's because it's the Midwest. They were just like, oh, this is new. Like lots of people are like commenting on our socials about like Sasha, but
no
you're
way.
Not on the news, like you're not our front-facing person, so we feel like you need to choose. It's either news or you have to do your own thing.
Wow.
And
so they made you choose.
Yeah.
No way.
And when that happened, it was kind of a bummer because I was like, I'm working on this for the sake of making like my work better with news.
Right. Yes.
But I also don't want to feel like I'm held back or my personal life is now like of attention for everybody at work.
Right.
So I was like, okay, like this is weird. Maybe I'll switch to something else. Uh-huh. So in my head, I thought I had to go back to school, change my career path. Social media wasn't a job for people to have back then.
Right, right,
you know,
exactly.
So it was just like, oh, it's just like this side thing that I enjoy, but other people don't understand it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so my family was like, hey, like, you know, get your stuff together here. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. So I remember I was taking a physics class, literally, like, you know, quit my news job. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, what am I going to do next? And then I got a DM from a regional bank in Missouri. And they're like a very well-known bank. Uh-huh. And they were like, hey, Sasha, we want you to apply for this marketing position. Can you make us cool like you?
No way.
I was like, wait a second.
Wow.
Whoa, after being shunned for like trying this whole endeavor, here comes like a very conservative bank that's like, no, you're the future. Like, show us how to do that from a corporate end.
Wow.
And so they hired me right away, and I started working there before I switched into the consulting firm.
And then see, that speaks so much because social media now, in today's time, obviously 2017, things are still kind of ramping up.
Yeah.
COVID kind of helped illustrate that a lot more because nobody could leave.
Yeah.
So social media was the only way to express yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it grew more. But now, like, everybody from big businesses, from Coca-Cola to small time, they all go to social media for advice, tips, information, what's trendy.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you were trending.
Yeah.
Right.
This page, and you're like, she's got everything. She's got that business look.
Mm-hmm.
She's not shy anymore.
Right.
And she can do bank stuff. And on top of that, you're not shy enough to speak in the public thing, which marketing is that's the big thing, you know? So I think that's where everything pivoted at. And it's actually kind of awesome because you kind of found yourself in a place in social media where you can resonate with people. You can communicate your language, your ideas of what you want to do with your life, which is all this creativeness you're doing on social media. I mean, you have over 200,000 followers on Instagram alone, and you're also a streamer, which we'll get to in a minute. I want to know more about that.
Sure.
But all this excitement and let's also go back to the 200,000. You even said, oh my God, how did you get 20,000 followers? Do you know that many people? Well, now you know 10 times that.
Yeah.
Right. And on TikTok, you have like 500,000 or more.
So it's very ironic, right?
Right.
You're like, how did that just happen?
Yeah.
So how did that also make you feel knowing people are calling you now? You don't even have to lift. Your resume is on the internet.
Yeah. Like Eli said, you used to be excited about hearing people who had 20,000 followers,
uh-huh.
you know?
I feel like it's really exciting because I felt like for so long I was trying to prove that I'm legitimate, prove that, you know, this is something more than just a little hobby.
Right.
But I feel like with my personality, I always kind of have to, like, remind myself, like, no, you're a baddie. Like, you know, you are exactly
what you've built up.
Because I, like, so easily kind of, like, fall back into just, like, my comfort of, like, do people like watching my content?
Mm-hmm,
like, I'm not the type of person that, like, has a big ego. I'm always, like, oh, I feel so lucky someone wants to, like, work with me.
Love that.
Yeah, I'm just, like, reminding myself, like, no, like, you've worked hard for this.
Yes, you're a baddie. You're a baddie. Love it.
Yeah.
I do want to talk a little bit about the fact that, you know, even your parents were kind of like, because when people don't understand things, of course, and when social media was just growing, like, in 2018, 2019, a lot of people didn't understand, just, like, your parents or maybe the newscast people you were working with. How did you actually, like, deal with that and keep going? Because everybody was literally telling you, like, what are you doing? Like, even your own parents, even your work. Like, I feel like that's happening a lot right now with a lot of the younger creators.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're getting this pushback.
Right.
But, like, we know, all three of us, at least here, we know how powerful social media is and what it can give you, the type of life it can give you. So, like, I think, you know, you have to keep pushing through. But how did you, like, push through those, you know, those comments and the pushback?
That's a really good question, because it is something dealing with adversity and dealing with basically people acting like, oh, this is cringy, or, oh, I don't understand, and, like, the negativity.
Mm-hmm.
It's like just reminding yourself, like, why you're doing this. What is the purpose, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I'm like, well, it makes me happy. It makes me feel creative.
Yes.
This is what I like to do for fun.
Right.
And so
I
was like, as long as I'm not doing anything offensive, as long as, you know, it's just something that truly resonates with me.
Right.
Like, I'm going to stick with that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time where I was like, wait, is this going to affect my work? Is this going to compete with, like, what I'm trying to do to make money for a living?
Right.
But I was just like, there's just something about this.
Right.
And I just always found that with social media, the more I grew, the more interesting my life became.
Love that.
And I'm kind of like obsessed with the chase of like what happens next.
Yes,
it's just
right.
something that like money can't even buy. You
right.
know, it's the connections you make,
right.
the people
oh
you meet.
Yes,
and I'm
exactly.
like, that's what I feel like life is all about. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, that's why it goes into like forget what other people say, because at the end of the day, it's your life. It's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, I'm enjoying getting to meet people. I'm enjoying making silly skit videos, whatever
love,
it is. You know, it's like... It's my thing, and
so cool.
you don't have to follow me if you don't want to,
right.
but you're more than welcome
to.
But you're more than welcome to, and I love it. I love it.
Right.
So that's
but you,
kind of
you,
how
you,
I feel.
You actually hit a keyword. The keyword is cringe. I mean, we had a podcast, I think, last week with Brody, or 2 weeks ago, and he's all about cringing stuff. So, and he does too much of it. But that's the whole thing, though. It's everything viral is cringy. Let's be real. I mean, no matter what you see, you like it more because, oh, that's so cringy. I like it. Let me comment something. Even if it's bad or good. But that's really what creates virality is they might think anything, like even the style videos we do, I think it's cringiest. But people love it, they have followers, and I'm sure some of the stuff you do, you're like, oh, that's good, I did, that's so cringy.
Oh yeah, but, I made a post today that was super weird.
Okay.
Because I'm Japanese, it's like, I love baths, but I don't have a bathtub at my place.
Okay.
So I ordered a portable bathtub off
Amazon. No way.
And I like put it together, I was like, guys, I'm gonna have my bathtub, and
that's
I ended up hating
cool.
it.
Oh my god, no.
Yeah, it's like my shower water doesn't get hot enough, so
oh,
I was like sitting in lukewarm water,
no.
like, this is stupid, why
oh,
did I do this? And so that was like the whole video,
oh
but
gosh,
I'm like,
but yeah.
I think the idea of cringe, it's only cringy if, you know, you decide it to be, but at the end of the day, it's like, just be yourself.
Right.
Or if you want to be crazy, it's like, the reason social media, like, things go viral is because it causes, like, emotion in people,
exactly.
you know? And so it's like, what kind of emotion do you want your audience to see?
Right.
For me, I'm like, oh, it's relatable and it's dumb.
And real.
I make dumb jokes all the time.
I love
so
it.
If it's cringy, but it's also, like, stupid, I'm like, that sounds about right.
Yeah,
sounds
just
me.
Right. And just like you said, you think that was cringy what you did this morning.
Right.
And I'm, like, listening, and I'm like, oh my god, I like want to watch this, like, you know what I mean?
I
might try it too. Let's see if my water's hot enough.
I know.
Let's see.
If it's hot enough, then it's probably fine.
There you go. And since we're speaking about content, you do create so many different types of content.
Yeah.
And like you said, we would say modeling pictures, right?
Yeah,
these are model
exactly.
pictures. Of course, you were a stand-in, so before they were called stand-in photos, but we all know you were a model, you know. But, you know, again, going to it, you're able to now, obviously, you take care of yourself so much. You're even modeling, like, bikini lines and all that type of stuff. But it's crazy to hear this because, again, you said before that you were shy. And so now you have got to the level where you can even be doing modeling, like in bikini, swimwear type stuff. To me, that is, like, you have to have ultimate confidence, you know? We've been creating content for years, and we haven't even done a swim type thing because it's so hard,
it's
you know?
Happening.
Right, it's probably not going to happen.
I can't.
But you know, like, where do you get this confidence from? Is it from, you know, maybe someone when you were growing up? Is it just your own confidence that you built? Like, where does this come from? Because it takes a lot to do what you're doing.
I would say it's come from just, like, trial and error almost.
Okay.
I remember... Like, back when I was in college, it's, like, when I wore certain outfits, like, it didn't fit the same as other people. And then, like, sometimes I would get comments about it. Like, you need to put another shirt on because there's a little too much cleavage. And
oh
I'm like,
goodness.
I'm wearing the same gymnastics outfit that we've all been told to wear.
Right.
You know? And so it's, like, I was super insecure. So I remember everybody was training in tank tops and shorts. And I would wear shorts and a leotard that would, like, be almost like a turtleneck on me. And then I'd be made fun of for wearing the leotard because they're, like, you don't have to wear a leotard to practice. This is college. You can wear a tank top. But I was like, well, it's either people get upset that, like, somehow there's cleavage or there's not.
Yes.
And so I was like, hold on. I can't make everybody happy. I'm just going to wear what, like, makes me feel good.
Going
I started
back to
understand kind of like my body type.
Okay.
For me, I think tighter clothing looks good because I do have curves. Or else everything just makes me look like a, you know, sack of potatoes. And so it's like, it's more about that.
Yes.
Just understanding my body, what fits me well, what I feel like makes me feel the most confident.
Nice.
And then after that, it's kind of like, well, you know, like, if someone doesn't like my style, you don't have to have my style.
Yeah. You kind of like woke up to, like, okay, like, I don't have to, like, worry about what other people think. Like, it's more about how you feel happy. And then once you're happy with yourself, then, you know, you're able to find your style and feel good about yourself. Do photos, like, in swimwear, you know, and feel good about it, which is so amazing to hear, honestly.
Exactly.
I love that. I love that.
Was growing up difficult for you when moving so much? Was it hard for you to have friends or close, like, best friends? I'm sure that must have been a little tough.
Yeah, that actually reminds me of a very specific story because I feel like when I was young, you know, it's like we didn't really, cell phones were kind of a thing, but at the same time, it's not like we're all texting the same way we do now.
Yes.
And I remember it's like I would move from one city and my friends would be like, oh, I'll call you, we'll hang out sometime. And it would just didn't happen.
We're
too young to really like keep that connection strong.
Yes.
And then eventually, I remember in high school, it was senior year, I had to leave because I had to get like a better gymnastic coach. So I had to leave to a different city before I started my senior year. And I ended up not telling any of my friends that I was leaving that school.
Oh my god.
Because I was only there for 3 years and I felt like this was a school in suburban Kentucky. They grew up together. They like knew each other from preschool.
Okay.
And so to me, I was like, they have such a strong friendship. And I'm just someone that happens to sit there at lunch with them and maybe every once in a while do a sleepover. And so to me, I didn't think I mattered.
Oh my god.
I felt like whenever I go to the next place, me existing there or not was not going to be,
I
was just passing through is what I thought. And then I came to find out that they were all really mad at me.
Oh my god.
You know, because they were like, oh my gosh, like Sasha just didn't show up for school.
Oh my god.
Like one person knew and one you know, everyone's like, what? She just moved to a different state and didn't tell us.
Oh my gosh.
Do we not matter to her?
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And
yes,
so it's
yes.
like, that's kind of like the emotional understanding now that I have more of that EQ that it's like, no, like I should have let them know because maybe it did matter to them. But a lot of the time I just kind of thought like, oh, like my friendships aren't as close. I've moved too much.
Right.
I'm too shy.
Yes.
Maybe I'm not making enough of an impact to where I should say anything.
Right.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see like years later that, you know, you did make an impact and people were like, hey, where is she? And like, what happened?
Yeah,
and, you know,
exactly.
So,
I know that now, but I think back then, I think part of why I did social media is because I'm like, I've been constantly trying to find my people. You know, I want to feel seen. I want to feel understood.
Yes.
And when you move so much or when you're shy, it's hard for people to like know you deeply.
Yes.
Like know you for your soul. They might know you for like the basics of like, oh, she likes to wear dresses.
Yeah.
Oh, she's nice.
Right.
You know, but like to get to the core, I feel like can be really hard when you're a shy person, when you move a lot. But
eventually,
it's gotten better.
There you go. And are you, because a lot of people who have a lot of followers, sometimes it's not them who's talking to, you know, their followers. Is that you talking to everybody when, like, they're writing you? Is it you? Do you have a manager writing people?
It's me.
Okay.
Yeah,
love
I love
it,
to
love
respond
it.
To, like, all of my comments. It's like,
love
if
that.
I'm not doing that,
yes.
I don't feel connected to my people.
Right.
And if I don't feel connected, then I don't know who I'm talking to.
Okay.
You know, it's like, why am I making content if I don't have, like, my people?
Yes.
So I think, like, one of the biggest things for having been in this industry for a long time, despite it being my full-time job for only 2 years, it's literally because of streaming. Me being a Twitch streamer,
I
feel like I could be in my pajamas. I don't have to look cute.
Okay.
I'm just there in front of a camera and people are there for me and my personality.
Love
and so
that.
Without that community, I don't think I would have continued any other platforms.
Wow.
What are you streaming, by the way? Since
yes,
we're
and,
that subject.
And talk to us about Twitch, because it is something that's a little bit more, I mean, it's not like newer, but it's more something that's like really mainstream right now. And I feel like a lot of the creators are jumping on it and
even
making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. Like it's like so it right now. So could you tell us about it so maybe we can jump on it?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
So streaming, you could stream basically anything you want. It's something that kind of, this one was like done because of an emergency.
Okay.
I'll tell you a quick story.
Oh,
so
man.
I was reached out to by like a movie director in Hollywood.
Oh my gosh.
It was back when I lived in Missouri at the time. But they were like, hey, Sasha, we're doing a pilot for a Netflix show. It's a travel series. We want you to be the host. And I was like, whoa, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
And so I remember they like wanted to start filming and testing things right away. They're like, we're going to work on a contract. It's all good. And like basically somehow I was convinced to basically post some things on my social media that something big is coming. That is what like he intended or wanted me to do.
Okay.
So I started posting that something big's coming and then he ghosted me.
No.
He ghosted me for like 3 weeks.
Oh
he went
gosh.
To film a movie in Joshua Tree. But I was like, is he coming back? Where did he go? All these people on my social media are wondering what this big thing is. Like, I don't want to let them down.
Right.
And my brother had been saying, like, oh, you should try Twitch. You should try Twitch. And so I was like, well, I don't want to be like, hey, never mind. I'm stupid. I didn't even sign a contract.
Okay, here I am, listening
to this random person.
Holy shoot.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what happened with this guy. He did eventually return. But I was like, I can't work with someone that's just like, here and then not. Yeah. It just didn't feel legitimate, especially because the contract took forever.
Yes.
I was like,
yes.
You just said some fancy name like Netflix and just got me in there for a second.
Right, right, yes. Exactly.
That name is big.
Right, yeah. Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
We've heard it a couple times this week.
Even yesterday on my Netflix.
And we kind of just stopped everything. We were like, okay, like, is this real? Like, we have to, like, you know, make sure. But.
Exactly. And it was, like, back when, like, you couldn't buy the check mark. And when you type their name into Google, it was, like, this name in bold with a picture. Right. So I was like, oh, this person's legit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
But anywho, it was, like, I launched Twitch as, like, my saving grace. Okay. Like,
so almost like another mistake kind of-ish?
Yeah, exactly. I was I'm doing Twitch. Ha-ha.
Oh, my God.
And so it was, like, first 2 weeks of me streaming was me, like, panic gaming. I don't game. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh,
I was
just, like... You're gaming?
Yeah, I was, like, playing a random game while talking to chat, but I kept dying. They're like, wow, I've never seen a gamer who doesn't know how to play.
Oh,
like, they're like, wow, she's so bad. This is so interesting. And I was just like, I'm like sweating.
Yeah.
I'm
so like,
bad.
I'm trying so
and they're
hard.
Like, why does she want to stream? Like, she's gonna... Yeah. And but then I realized you don't have to game. You could literally just sit there and talk.
Okay.
And so what I do on my stream is I have like a talk show where I have special guests on sometimes.
Oh my God.
Or
yes.
I'm cooking.
Okay.
I do IRL where I walk around with a camera and I just like talk about what we're exploring for the day.
Nice.
So it's like whatever I do on Wednesdays is what you get to join in on.
How cool.
I saw that it's Wednesdays at 5 p.m.
Yes,
right? It's on your
exactly.
Instagram.
Okay, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. But wait, talk to us a little bit more about this. So like when you're streaming, like when we go live, which is kind of like streaming, I guess, but it's not, but we're going live, like we always have like, okay, like let's at least do an hour.
Yeah.
Like, when you're streaming, is your mindset, like, there's no time frame, like, it's just gonna go till it goes, or, like, what is, how do you stream? Like, what is
your...
Yeah,
so I would say when I first started off, it was, like, just an hour.
Okay.
Because, like, when you're new and you're starting a new platform, suddenly, you know, sometimes you don't have that audience.
Okay, true.
And so I'm like, okay, like, I was literally pulling out, like, game cards, like, just, like, trying to think of things to talk about with, like, the 20 people that are on
my
stream.
Okay.
It was, like, super limited at first.
Yes.
But I learned, like, collaborations are really good for Twitch.
Fine. Okay.
And just, like, making new friends. And then eventually, once you build up that audience where people are like, oh, wait, this girl's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can, like, continue to grow and make it your own. So I stream about 2 to 3 hours.
Oh, nice. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Have you begun monetizing on streaming?
Yeah. Oh, so it's good because you could get, like, ad revenue, subscribers, donations, whatever that is.
Oh, I love that.
That's amazing,
Our son's starting to... He's trying to do the game twitching.
Yeah.
So hopefully it goes good for him. But we're, I mean, I'm pretty good at games too.
Right,
yeah.
right.
I don't die. Actually,
no.
I'm
he's actually pretty good. He's actually pretty good.
That's awesome.
I'm pretty good at it. But I'm also very busy, but it is an opportunity. But it's good to hear from you.
Right.
How it works because it sounds like you got to be on it for a good amount of hours.
So it's kind of like to get to, I guess, like a professional streamer level, you have to become a partner.
Okay.
So to be a partner, you have to stream a certain amount of hours within a month.
Oh, yes.
And a certain number of viewers.
Mm-hmm.
And so to get to that, you do have to put in the reps.
Okay.
And so I don't stream as much as what a partner required to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I have it, I don't have to do that.
Oh,
so it was like 80 hours in a month or something.
Very
it was like quite a bit.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
it was like a job.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Yes, it was a lot of work. And I think I got to partner while I was in Japan.
Wow.
I just streamed while I was there showing like, you know, the different things going on. So it made it a lot easier.
Okay.
I realized through like what I enjoy doing.
Yes,
you know?
Yes,
that's
yes.
the only way you're going to be able to stream.
Okay.
If you're doing something you love.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Do what you love. And so it's there's a couple of different streaming sites. It's Twitch, correct?
Yes.
Is that the one that you're, like, mainly on?
Yes. I'm on Twitch.
Okay.
I know there's other ones like Kick and
right.
other sorts,
okay.
but I feel like Twitch is where I found my community.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, because, like, there's always people on Kick, there's always people on Twitch, and do you know why people pick one or the other? Is it because, like you just said, you're trying to find your community, or is there a reason why?
So I think more people might be on Kick for the sake of they don't have as many rules.
Mm.
It's easier to make money on.
Okay.
But it also means there's more, like, unhinged characters on there.
Yeah.
And
that
then for
sense.
Twitch, it has more rules and things.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends what your vibe is
oh,
or,
nice.
Like, where you feel like your audience already is. You
love
could
that.
Also stream on both at the
okay.
same time.
Oh, wow. There
so that's
go.
Something I've tried before, too.
Oh, nice. Okay. Love that.
But I would say that all the friends that I've made are through Twitch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is, like, such great advice.
Yeah.
Because, again, this is, like... It's not like new, but again, this is something that a lot of the creators are starting to do right now. So I know this is going to help so many people. But not only are you on Twitch, you're also like doing so well on Instagram and TikTok and all these other platforms. Why is there a reason why you are like, because you're working when you're doing these, you know, other platforms, like you're doing a TikTok video. This is something that doesn't go on Twitch. And you're acting and you're being a model. Like, is there a reason why you're also being so strong on these other pages? Is this like where you're making monetization as well? Or is it pushing people to your Twitch? Because you're doing so well in the other platforms as well.
So I would say that I focus on Instagram a lot just because that was like my main, That's how I got started. That's right, where like people have been on there for like 8 years at this point,
True.
So I have a lot of OGs that are there.
Love that.
And then Twitch is more for like, it's a little bit newer, but at least like people know me for who I am. And sometimes I feel like it's so hard to make like a short 30-second reel for Instagram or maybe like a TikTok video and people truly know who you are, you know? They know you for a joke. They don't know you for like your core.
I'm
like, how do I make it so people truly know me? Because I think like, I think about how so many people have talents, right? You guys are really good with fashion. And there's people that are good at gaming. And I'm like, what am I super good at? And I think my strength is connecting.
I love that.
And I'm like, but how do I connect with people that I don't see in person?
Right.
I feel like in person, I'm good with like getting to know people and like understanding people on a deeper level, but I'm like, I want to be able to do that through my online presence. And that's still something I'm like working on. Yeah, just because streaming is where I feel like it does hit. But then I'm like, what do I do on these shorter form platforms? Do I need to go onto YouTube to do long form? You know, where is that like perfect mix for me?
So let's ask a question. What is your streaming username? Just in case if anybody wants to follow her.
Yeah, so
it does work like that, right? It's a follow.
Yeah.
So same thing like Instagram and all that?
Yeah. So if you follow me, it's Sasha Emery, Sasha, E-M-I-R-I.
Okay.
Love and it. Essentially you get like a pop-up notification whenever I go live. So if you're if you're free, feel free to just hop on. And it's always different every week. So like yesterday it was very funny because I spent the first 2 hours on my own stream. I was like getting ready, curling my hair because I was about to go on a date.
But it
was an interesting date because this was with a very popular GTA roleplay player.
We love GTA.
Yeah, he's known for being a sassy robber. But he invited me on this date. But the date was different from the norm because he had his chat tell him what to do. So he was acting extra weird or timid. And I kind of had to roll with the punches. But it was just makes things really fun.
Like, did he have his camera on the whole time?
Yeah.
When you guys were on a date?
Yeah.
And then what about you? Did you have a camera on to talk to your chat?
I basically, what's really cool and I highly recommend if you're ever going to stream is you should raid other people. And what that means is, let's say you have 300 people watching your stream. And you're like, hey, I have to go do something else now. You can send your viewers to a whole different person. And now they have whatever number they had, plus 300 new people.
Oh my God, it's called like raiding somebody?
Yeah, so you raid them.
That's cool.
Yeah, and that way it's like, it's kind of like saying hello, making a new friend, because you're like, oh wait, like what a boost. Like, who is this? You know, and their whole community is like, hi, nice to meet you. So my community's name is Sweeties.
Oh my God.
If you're not sweet, you don't get to be a part of it.
Shout out to all your sweeties, by the way. Shout out to all the sweeties. Loves it.
Yeah, you have to be sweet to be on my channel. Because if you have bad vibes, my sweet and spicy team will block you.
I love that. I love that. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So, a few questions. We're actually going through the podcast really fast. So, let's go and do some hit questions. So, do you have any regrets? Do you have anything that maybe as you've grown? I'm assuming you're in your early 20s.
Oh my gosh, I wish. No, I'm a little bit older than that.
I can't think anything over 22.
There's no way.
So
we'll go with that.
We'll let the we'll let the sweeties tell us.
Yes.
Because we don't know. You guys, we don't know.
They'll tell you that I'm 92 years old because they're trolling. They're sweet, it's always a joke, but they're like, she's a 92-year-old granny.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's still sweet, but you know.
Yeah, they're sweet, but they can be funny. Yeah.
We don't like dry, we don't like.
So since then to today, do you feel like you regretted anything? Like, obviously, you had a chance to be a doctor. You had a chance to stay in a different state.
Oh, my gosh,
you had a chance to tell your friends from Minnesota, I think, or whatever
Missouri,
state.
Missouri,
that you were leaving. Anything that perhaps may have made you feel, I should have done this.
Luckily, I don't feel like I regret anything because I feel like whatever you do in life, it makes you stronger. You learn from it. I think it's regrettable when you don't learn from those lessons. Right. It's just very necessary.
Yes.
So, like, in my head, I'm like, I think I was always meant to be a content creator. Okay. You know, the fact that I love, like, being in front of the camera when I started to do some modeling things, mm-hmm. the fact that I worked in news and I know how to speak and learn how to, like, communicate eloquently. Mm-hmm. I think it's just all a culmination of, like, my interests. Mm-hmm. So I just feel really lucky that I've been able to develop the platform to what it is. Yes. And I'm just like, okay, I would love to just keep doing it. Like, if this was my only job the rest of my life, I'd be so happy. Right, I just want to keep growing it and see where it takes me.
I love that. Yeah. I love that, too. Because, you know, a lot of people do have regrets. But when you look at it in your way of life, it just makes it seem so, like, okay, this was all meant to be, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you'll make mistakes. You know, mm-hmm. there might be a post where you're like, I don't know if I should have put that up, or maybe that was, like, a little too, like, feeling sexy and bold today kind of thing. But it's, like, yes, the internet's forever, but it's, like, think about your intention. Think about, like, are you hurting anybody else? Like, you know, just always focus on being the best version of yourself. Mm-hmm. And after that, it's kind of, like, everything will work out. Ultimately, I feel like news or things in life move very quickly. Mm-hmm. With the internet, it's, like, no news is bad news. It's like that's the type of saying that sometimes they say. It's just like every 2 weeks, suddenly, like the worst thing ever that might have happened to you, people forget about.
Right.
There's so much more happening, you know? So it's like if you like split your pants and it's going viral, well, 2 weeks later, people are probably going to forget.
Maybe an hour later. Like
So in this world. Exactly. Right. So it's kind of like what feels super scary and serious now. Usually they'll forget about it, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, that's such a great answer. What about, like, have you had a time in your life where, and I know there was a hard time recently with your parents and whatnot, but. Maybe there was another time in your life where you just were, like, just down and out, and you were, like, honestly, like, I'm not going to, like, move on. Like, I'm not going to do this anymore. Have you had one of those times in your life, and how did you get out of it? Because you're obviously sitting here today.
In
a good city, you know, looking beautiful. Yeah. So you obviously got out of that mess, but how did you do it, if you had one?
Right. It's kind of, I think, one of my strengths is being adaptable. Mm. It's like, I don't feel like for me, my life has been the plan A route. It never is. It's never just like, oh, I did this thing and now I'm here. Yay. It's always been like, oh, I tried this and now I have to pivot. And now I have to pivot again. Mm-hmm. So I think it started with I did gymnastics for 13 years. Wow. I did it through college. I paid for my college that way.
Really?
But I also got injured my sophomore year in college.
No way. Okay.
And when that happened, it was kind of like a really horrible situation, honestly, where my coach was like, you have a bum leg. Would you like to quit and keep your scholarship the rest of the year? Or would you like to basically train and we'll never put you in lineup and we'll pull your scholarship? And so it was like, I was kind of put into this horrible corner where like I was ripped away from the sport I loved regardless of what I tried.
And more than 10 years practicing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what was it that you were doing in gymnastics?
Yeah, so I specialize in the uneven bars and balance beam.
Oh my God,
yes.
Really?
Do you have videos of that on Instagram?
Yeah, I do.
It's going to pop up. It's going to pop up.
You'll
we'll see you
it.
Doing it on the bars.
Yeah. But, oh my God. Yeah, it's something that I did for so long. I even considered like even trying to go for the Olympics for Japan or something.
Wow.
But they suddenly got too good for me.
Okay.
Like, right when it was going to happen. So I was like, okay, forget it.
And the injury, so the injury put you out. And, like, were you, like, kind of in a depressed state of mind?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's like, I remember it was, like, the worst day ever. My teammates / my roommates, nobody was home. I couldn't walk.
No way.
And I didn't have anybody to drive me to class to take my test. And it was just kind of like, who am I?
Yeah.
All I've done is like work hard for this sport. Oh my gosh. But, you know, my coach, you know,
literally
threw me out basically.
Right.
So I'm like, why did I do all this? What's next? What am I going to do?
And so, your skill is like being adaptable. So at that point, were you just talking to yourself like, okay, like how do I adapt to this crazy situation that you've been going through? So many crazy situations.
Yeah.
Again, is this something where you're like, okay, time to go again?
Yeah, it's kind of like when one thing doesn't work out, it's like you have to think about like, well, what are my strengths? What are the things that I'm still passionate about? Because it's like, yeah, you could put all your eggs in one basket, but there's all these other avenues that you just have to open your eyes to.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember like when I was doing gymnastics, they were like, oh, you're probably gonna have to change your major because you're not gonna be able to take these classes mm-hmm. for journalism. Mm-hmm. So when I was kind of done with the gymnastics team, I was like, okay, journalism. Mm-hmm. Let me be really great at this.
Amazing.
Because I never want to half-ass anything.
Yes.
I always want to give it my best.
Powerful.
And feel proud of what I put out to the world. So I'm like, okay, now I'm gonna focus on news. Mm-hmm. So then I did news for as hard as I could, for as long as I could, until they were like, what is this Instagram thing you're doing? Wow. We don't know about it.
Right.
And I was like, okay, another, time to pivot again.
Right, like another pivoting moment.
Yeah.
Like, and these are like really big pivoting moments mm-hmm. that you're having to go through. So it's amazing. And I think you're right, being adaptable and all these situations you're going through is really what pushed you through. And
right.
you know, that's amazing to hear that you're strong like that.
So talking about dating, since you did like a stream date, I don't know if I'm going to count that as an official date. That sounds more let's just see if it's viral dating.
Yeah.
But, which is cool because it makes sense for you being a creator. But
yeah.
Are you dating? And if yes, is there a specific somebody?
Let's see. So
I think he means, are you single?
A little bit.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
It's like, I don't have anything super official right now, but I am talking to someone that I'm very interested in.
And he knows who it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
When I moved to LA 9 months ago, I told myself I wanted to like make friends first, because sometimes I feel like when you're dating someone, their friends become your friends.
Mm-hmm. True.
And I just didn't want things mm-hmm. to not work out, and then suddenly I have to like start all over in this city.
Right.
So I was like, let me establish myself, feel comfortable here, and then I'll kind of see what's up.
Amazing.
So I feel like finally now I'm like, okay, let me see what's up.
Okay.
So we'll see. I feel hopeful, but at the same time, I've lived on this earth for decades at this point, and I'm still not happening for anything serious, so
we'll see. Well, you're still very young. I mean, at least we believe you're still in your 20s, but you have so much going on. I mean, so let's talk about your future, right? So you've told us a lot about you, and actually, you know what I wanted to ask you?
Yeah.
You say you're Japanese. Have you been to Japan?
Oh, yeah, she was saying she did a... you did a stream there or live?
Yes.
Or,
so
okay. Oh,
I've
yes,
been
yes.
to Japan a lot. I used to live there every summer.
Really?
Yeah. So
oh my
it
God,
was
we're
like,
jealous.
I almost went to school year round because Japan only has 1 month of summer break, not three.
Okay.
And so
like
I would
us Americans,
yeah.
we're
right.
Religion.
We're like, let's just take 3 months off.
Yeah, I was so jealous.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that's why I can speak Japanese, because
I went
to school in Japan in the summertime as a kid.
Okay.
And so it was just one of those things where I feel very close to my Japanese culture.
This is beautiful.
It's like sometimes I feel like I don't look as Asian as I feel on the
inside. I love that.
Yeah.
We literally love Japan.
We went there last year.
Yeah, we're like so obsessed that last night we were looking at houses to buy in Japan.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
literally.
I know. It's so cheap there.
It's so nice. But
yeah.
I mean, we were like shook because it was like a really beautiful house for like $80,000.
Right.
And I was like, what the heck? I could buy this cash. Like,
yeah.
But like, we didn't think that because Japan is so beautiful. Like the city, everything.
Yeah.
Like we were thinking like, this house was going to be like $1 million, but it was like a really good price. And we're like, I think we're moving to Japan.
We're thinking California prices. You
know. Yeah. Right,
Japan
exactly.
It's so different.
It's like, that's one of the fun parts too, because like, I feel like the US dollar is stronger than the yen right now. Everything feels like it's half off.
Yeah.
You go there and it's like, it's a shopping spree.
You know?
Yeah.
But then
my family there, they're like, we can't leave Japan because like everything's so expensive.
Okay.
But it's like reasonable prices for their living.
Got it.
So
yeah.
So that's kind of how it works. But
okay.
I'll be there in 2 weeks.
Oh my God. No way. Enjoy.
Yeah.
That's
going to stay
so
for a
amazing.
Month.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We're going to FaceTime you out there and
be
like, girl.
On
oh, yeah. Do
oh,
we
yeah,
get
sure,
to see you on streaming?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Love that.
We're going to be one of your
sweeties. Yeah. Yes. Right. We'll be your sweeties. actually, coming to Los Angeles, since you've only been here for 8 months.
Yeah.
So far, what is your mindset on it? Is it everything you thought it was going to be? But at the same time, you've lived in California, so you kind of already know how California feels.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel, though, living in Los Angeles?
Yeah. So it's like when people ask me, like, hey, what does LA feel like? I describe it as unicorns and dumpsters. Because it's
it
can be so fantastic
oh
and beautiful
God.
And
right.
everything you'd hoped.
Yes.
And also it could be so dirty and
so
horrible.
True.
And you're
yes.
just kind of like, you got to just find your way, sift through to find
exactly.
your people.
Right,
because it's LA has everything.
Yeah.
It has
yeah.
the good and the bad.
It does.
So like,
it
could be horrible, but it could be fantastic.
I love that.
And so it's like, you just
very
have to
true.
Make it what you want it to be.
That's so true. Oh my
because
gosh.
Even in Beverly Hills, three streets from here, it can get bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, three streets that way could be better. So it's just, it's so interesting how you said it, because that's actually
mm-hmm.
so true.
And when you find your right people, and then, you know, you guys are obviously going to find the right places to go. And
yeah,
then
exactly.
You're always going to feel right. That's how we feel, I think, because we've lived here for so long. We know where to go. And then So we really love Los Angeles and Hollywood and Beverly Hills because we know the spots, but you have to find your way, like you said. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And having moved so many times in my life, I'm kind of used to traveling. So
there
like
you go.
Any other place I've lived, I felt like I was always traveling because I did want to live where I currently lived.
Right.
But with LA, everything I want's here.
Exactly.
So when I travel, sometimes I'm like, oh, I miss it. I want to go back home.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so I've never had that feeling before.
Got it.
But that's how I know like LA is definitely somewhere I want to stay for a little while.
That sounds so amazing. Yeah, because you said it took you like 20 minutes to get here.
Yeah.
Which is amazing, right? Like,
yeah,
I mean, we have properties in different places, and today it took us like an hour and 40 minutes to get here. So
oh my gosh.
It's like,
thank
oh my God.
No,
but actually, it goes back to what you just said. We are so used to traveling that to us, it's like normal. Like, we're like, oh, this is just a regular work day for us. But I know it'll get to the point where we're like 20 minutes away, and then that just helps so much with work. And like you just said, that's probably why you like it. Everything's so close by, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's also just like perspective, you know? It's like, I'm happy that everything's drivable, you know?
Right,
even if it's an
right.
hour, it's still like, but you get to go to the best matcha spot in the world.
You know,
you get to go to the coolest place, you know? It's like, I would rather that.
Right, right.
You know, I don't need everything to be a 5-minute walk every time.
It's
I
true.
Understand. LA is huge, it's massive.
No,
so
literally.
You still have to drive and the traffic sucks.
Yes.
I will give you that. But it's like, I feel like it's so worth it.
It is
worth like a little bit of music and the matcha, like you said. An hour drive doesn't seem too bad.
No, literally, our videographer today, he's here in Beverly Hills with palm trees, but later on he'll be in Big Bear with snow.
Yeah.
So it's like,
that's right.
You know, Los Angeles does have its perks, you know what I mean?
100%.
So what's the future look like for you? So obviously, you know, you're being in your 20s.
Right, right.
So
22, 23.
20, but, let's just plan out the
you
next
know?
Couple years.
Yeah.
So obviously, you're independent. You have no boyfriend at the moment.
Yeah.
Not married. But everything is controlled by you.
Yeah.
You decide your future. Have you sat down and maybe even planned out? Because you, as a journalist, you probably already have something you're writing. Like, oh, this is what I think would be great for me this time from now.
Or maybe you don't, because some
don't,
people don't have plans.
Because you did also say, you're as a creator, you know, your creative mind also goes in so many different directions. So have you put an idea together of what you think maybe in the next 5 years, what you want in your life?
Right. I think I threw that idea out the door
after I
turned 26, because in my head I was like, when I'm 26, I'm going to be married, have my first kid, or you know,
right.
like you have this idea when you're super young,
yes.
and then once that passes, you're like, okay, life isn't what you expect it to be.
Right.
So really, it's like, I think I've taken all this time to like truly get to know myself and how to feel fulfilled with just me, and now I want to be able to make better content that really showcases who I am and sticking to being authentic and not being worried about being perfect.
Right.
So I think like, you know, when I first started, it was like the most perfect photo shoot. Everything was so clean and more, what do you call it? Not calculated, it's curated.
Okay. Oh, yes.
And
yes,
so
yes.
I'm like, I'm trying to become less curated and showcase who I really am, like when
that's
I'm talking
fun.
With you guys.
Love that, yes.
Yeah, because it's like, I want to be more than just one-dimensional
that's
online.
Amazing.
So it's like, the more I'm myself, the more that I think everything else will kind of like come together.
Okay.
Like, my favorite saying is live out loud. And so the more I'm true to me, everything else will feel like more natural.
Oh,
like, you could tell when someone's being real versus when someone's being fake, right?
Right, right,
and so
right,
it's like, the more I'm real, the more everything else will kind of just, like, come to fruition.
That's amazing.
I love that. That's great advice. So if you could, you know, being this probably a good message for our viewers and yours, what would be a good message if you look at that camera that you can lead to others that may have at some point experienced moving so much or maybe are in the middle of different types of job opportunities? What would you recommend that they might need to do?
Okay, so if you're feeling like you're stuck, you're uninspired, you're not feeling good about yourself, one, always journal, because when you write it down, it like releases and it's not in your head anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So do that immediately. Mm-hmm. Always find someone to talk to. And ultimately, it's like, find what makes you happy, you know? And it could be a bunch of different things, because I, for one, cannot find one particular passion ever. You see my content, it's like, I do funny stuff, and then I do something with pickleball, and this and that. Honestly, it's just like whatever resonates with you. Be good to others, be nice, and life will happen the way it's supposed to.
Oh my God, that's so amazing. Love that so much.
Did you have any finishing questions?
Just that we're like, it's your fans are called what again?
Sweeties.
Yeah, sweeties. That we are your sweeties now. So,
you know,
right. Oh my God.
Sweeties here.
Right.
Right. Right. Exactly.
No, thank
yes.
you for being on our podcast. We
yes.
appreciate it. Honestly,
so
you
amazing.
Are a good friend, and I appreciate you also being on our style
yeah,
videos.
Of course.
Which we should do a collab
yes,
version
yes.
number two.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Right.
You
know.
If you need us for any of
yeah.
your content, if you need us on
a
Twitch
stream.
Or stream,
right.
yeah.
let us know. We'll
It'll
like
be
show
so exciting.
Our clothes or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Throw these ideas
yeah,
together.
We'll have to hit you up when you're in Japan, so we can
oh,
maybe do something
100%.
There. So you guys
yeah.
have to look out for that. You know?
Yeah, if you want anything, let me know. I'll get
you
a little fashionable.
Okay, we'll
yeah.
let you know. We'll
pin,
let you know.
Whatever,
there you go. Okay.
So if people need to find you, what's the best way to find you on social media?
Yeah, so the best way to find me is through, let's say, Instagram or Twitch, TikTok. That's Sasha Emery, Sasha underscore EMIRI. For Instagram and TikTok, no underscore for Twitch.
Loves it, loves
yeah.
it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You guys,
you
the
again.
Reels will be out. You can't miss her. She's got the best smile ever. So thank you so much for
and
being
watch
part
that
of this
streaming.
Today.
Thank you so
Yay.
Much. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much,
Bye, guys.